Georgia Southern on the losing end of a 62-57 final score against Appalachian State inside Hanterfield, out splitting the Carolina homestand after a Thursday victory against Coastal, now heading to Texas next week for what is going to be the biggest road trip of the season at Texas State Thursday, which the Eagles are tied for third with going into the final two weekends of the regular season, and then UT Arlington on Saturday. We'll have all the coverage on the network. Right now we're visiting with head coach Mark Byington. The way that you started each half was excellent, but the way that you closed each half, what was it that changed from your standpoint?
Well, you know, it's kind of been, you know, a common theme with us. We lose composure in the moments, and we're trying to find a settling force, you know, on the team, and you know, it's one of those things. The guys want it so bad, and then each of them kind of want to do it themselves, and we just got to learn to trust each other more. And you know, it's on me. I got to figure out the right way to connect with the team, to push the team, to figure some things out. And you know, we'll play good at times, but we were terrible on offense tonight. Turning the ball over, not running the right play, not understanding like where the openings were, and like I said, that's on me. I got to figure out how to get that through to the guys, and you know, so I'll get to work on it tonight.
You found toughness last weekend in the victory over Louisiana. You were down 7 points with about 6.5 left. You had a 9-point lead with about 7 minutes to play in this one. But how can you further use this as a teaching point as we continue to work our way towards conference tournament play?
Well, you got to go right at it. You can't ignore it. And you can't, you know, even if it doesn't feel good and it's, you know, it's uncomfortable, you know, you got to address it and you got to go right at it. And so we got to watch the film. We got to see what we did poorly and what I did poorly, and you know, we'll get it together. You know, it's extremely disappointing. I feel bad for the fans that were here, that we played so poorly, and you know, I'm sure the guys feel the same way I do. So we'll just, you know, we got to bounce back, and you know, we got four more games to go, and we got the toughest road swing probably if anybody's going to face all year in our league.
Yeah.
So, you know, you can feel sorry for yourself and you can get down and let things get even worse, or you can toughen up and then figure things out.
The fact that you're still able to play meaningful basketball this late in the season still shows how much success you've had this season. I know this is a tough one to swallow, and I know that it's probably going to take a little bit of time to get over it, but knowing that you're going to play the third-place team on Thursday and then a really dangerous Arlington team on Saturday, these are meaningful games as you try to approach as high a seed as you can get, so the importance of the games could help the guys refocus.
Yeah, everything's important, and our guys almost played like they had a lot of pressure on them today, and it is important, but you know, we just got to, you know, do the right thing and keep playing and play loose as we can, but still play the right way. You know, today we played like the weight of the world was on our shoulders. And, you know, each guy wanted to kind of try to be the guy who's going to make the play, and we just did not play very good team basketball. The turnovers, the shot selection, the finishing, you know, the only thing that was even a little bit of a positive, I thought we did some good things on the defensive end, but everything else was poor tonight.
All right, going to Texas next week, you've seen both teams already, but it's been since December, so I'm sure both teams are quite different since then. You beat Texas State, you beat UT Arlington, but knowing how they play and knowing what you need to do, how do you get ready for it?
Well, in truth be told, we're not going to worry about anybody else, and we got to address some things with us, and we got to fix things, you know, how we're doing it, and it's going to come down to the Sun Belt tournament. Nobody in our league is getting an at-large bid. So you got to get things going in the right direction. Now, I thought we had that going in this game. You know, I think we won three in a row and then four of our last five.
Yep.
You know, I thought we were playing good basketball, but we stunk it up today. And so we got to learn from it and bounce back.
Thanks a lot, Mark. We'll talk to you on Monday.
All right, thank you.